It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on drawing a line in the sand with our elected officials. If they don't get serious about controlling costs, the rest of us will have little chance of being able to afford to stay in Southern Marin. Even with Proposition 13, people with fixed incomes are finding it difficult to pay all the additional costs that continue to pile up. I'll review the sources of these additional costs and note several others that will soon appear. At the end of the show, I will note one cause of the cost problem and suggest how you can make a difference. For some items, our elected officials have taken the posture of the ostrich with its head in the sand. They appear to have the attitude, why deal with something today when its impact is in the future? For God's sakes, haven't we already seen enough evidence of the damage this kind of thinking can do? Not just to cities, but to its residents as well. Vallejo, Stockton, San Bernardino come to mind. Our elected leaders also appear to have adopted, for other items, the same mindset as the former Enron executives. If an item is expensive or jeopardizes a balanced municipal budget, the item is creatively moved off the balance sheet so the obligation doesn't become a municipal one, but rather a taxpayer burden. The best example I have of the elected officials ignoring a pressing cost item is the public employee retiree health care liability. The Marin Independent Journal had an article on this subject on June 18th, in which it cited a grand jury report that concluded ignoring this health care liability poses a fiscal calamity for the county. Some groups, including the City of San Rafael and the Southern Marin Fire District, have recognized the seriousness of this liability and have at least started setting aside funds to offset the liability. Other groups, with their collective heads in the sand, or possibly somewhere else, have steadfastly refused to recognize this looming liability to the peril of their jurisdiction and its taxpayers. Groups with no plan to address this retiree health care liability are Sausalito, with a $6.4 million liability, Tiburon, with a $2.9 million liability, and the Mill Valley School District, with a $2.2 million liability. So will these local authorities fiddle while Rome burns? Some examples in Sausalito of Enron budgeting are the special sewer assessment, when the city did not have the funds to correct the EPA problem. How can you claim good budgeting when you have nothing in reserve for this very kind of problem? Another example of off-balance sheet accounting is the pension obligation for the Southern Marin firefighters. Sure, the city loudly touted how it had shed this pension obligation, but we taxpayers didn't. We remain liable to fund these obligations going forward. My final example of the Enron approach to Sausalito municipal financing is the bond on the two public safety buildings. The payments on these bonds will increase from $200,000 in 2012 to $240,000 in 2013, or a 20% increase. And the payments will continue to increase until the year 2040, when the final payment will be $2.4 million on a $15 million bond, or a 16% interest rate. Brings Jimmy Carter back to mind. At a recent meeting, city council members were told they did not have to worry about these bond payments because the taxpayers, not the city, were on the hook. An intrepid resident called the council to task for this cavalier attitude, saying she wanted a clear picture of all the obligations she was expected to fund going forward. Apparently, in an attempt to respond to the residents' request, the city staff put on an elaborate show at the June 18th council meeting regarding the public safety building bonds. In my opinion, they were putting lipstick on a pig. A truly ugly pig. These bonds are structured in what is known as capital appreciation bonds. There is currently a movement afoot to ban the use of such bonds because they are so expensive and only serve to push today's obligations into tomorrow. The staff praised this bond structure because the tax rate remained the same throughout the term of the bond. Whoop-dee-doo. The rate is the same, but your house value assessment for purposes of this bond goes up every year, and therefore, so does your payment. Let's face it, an increase in the value of your home does not put cash in your pocket, and you will need an increasing amount of cash every year until the year 2040 to meet this obligation. Finally, the city staff responded to a council member question by stating that any cost increases due to the building bond would be subject to Proposition 13 limitations. I have to date found no basis for this assertion. Voter-approved bonds, which the building bonds are not subject to Proposition 13 limits unless the bond documents specifically say so. I have read the bond summary, and there is no expressed exemption for Prop 13. We appear to be all on the hook. I have asked the city for its basis for the claim of the Prop 13 exemption, but have not received a response. Now, I could be wrong on this, but I don't think so. If you go to the city's website and watch the video of the June 18th council meeting, scroll forward to 1 hour into the session. You will find a sequence in which the city staff praises the city's fiscal responsibility. I encourage you not to be taken in. We need more people to ask the hard questions. Like, what are all the costs you are going to be expected to pay next year, and in 3 years, and in 5 years, including public employee pensions, both for city employees and for the Southern Marin firefighters, public employee health benefits, and the public safety bond payments. Only if enough people scream will this city council stop slapping themselves on the back and start facing the real issues at hand. The Marin Grand Jury is warning of a looming financial calamity, and it is past time to stop fiddling. The first step should be questioning of all those involved in the public safety building financing as to why they chose this ugly pig of a structure and to put in standards to avoid a repeat of such an error. In short, we all need to tell the city council to grow up. They owe us better decisions so we can have the chance to remain residents. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.